High pressure continues to build in from the north, delivering beautiful conditions on this Friday afternoon. And this area of high pressure will stick around right through the holiday weekend, bringing us some very pleasant late summer weather. It was a bit less than pleasant yesterday afternoon, at least in portions of our area. We had a scattering of showers and thunderstorms that came through, and one of those storms was pretty intense, rolling through the capital region right around 3:30 or so, producing some localized damage. The cold front that produced those thunderstorms has moved to our south. That's what's allowing that high pressure to build in from the north. And finally, we are done with the very muggy air, as dew point temperatures across most of our area today are running in the 50s to right around 60. Now, it is a little bit muggier across the south. Those areas are a bit closer to where that front has stalled to our south, so it's taking a little bit longer for that drier air to work its way all the way into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and also portions of Connecticut. But moving ahead, we will all dry out through the night. It'll be a clear and rather cool night across our area, though not really cold for this time of year, as temperatures fall back into the 50s. Some 40s are likely in the mountains, especially in the Adirondacks and Greens, and we are likely to see areas of fog form as the night moves along. And we are looking ahead to a gold star Saturday across New York and western New England, with bright sunny skies, low levels of humidity, and daytime high temperatures that will be right around 80 degrees, basically in a range of about 76 to about 83 for our area. The quiet weather goes on into Sunday, and it will be a little bit milder, with temperatures in the lower to mid-80s on Sunday. And for Labor Day, Monday will ratchet up to very warm conditions, with daytime high temperatures running in the middle to upper 80s. It is within the realm of possibility that some areas could touch the 90-degree mark early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and a bit warmer, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. And for Labor Day on Monday, mostly sunny and very warm, but not too humid, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.